Checking in with us this morning is State Senator Jim Stommas. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It is a chilly morning. That just does knock down that temperature, that's for sure.
Boy, good morning. You're right about that. Well, we're glad to get you on. I know we tried, a couple of weeks ago, and we had some phone issues, but we're glad to get you on now. And I know we've been talking about, it seems like since I've known you, we've talked about the budget. So let's lead off with that, my friend.
Sure. Budget seems to be definitely the issue for me as a provost chair. And so we are moving forward. The governor's now presented her budget along with taking up and hearing on so many of the different issues. So subcommittees have started to meet. In fact, we had a meeting yesterday just with the Auditor General, and things are going well with the Auditor General. But a couple big issues changing off the budget so far, for the last couple weeks, is the governor and her discussion on the bonding and going out. And as she, I think in her words, was she's going to go it alone, which means she's going to go and borrow $3.5 billion towards roads, which will all go in Southeast Michigan on the main highways, not covering local roads, not covering northern Michigan or even western Michigan for the most part. And so a large concern. Yesterday in Appropriations Committee, we took up a concurrent resolution 22 that I had introduced that would basically say, well, we think that bonding is a tool and it does have its appropriate place, but we believe it should be capped at the 2020 funding levels so that we're not taking away from the state trunk line fund any more than that. And as we get ready to pay down a bond from Governor Engler and Governor Granholm from 30 years ago, those funds will be becoming available, but we don't really think that you need to go out and borrow $3.5 billion. And we made an additional $1.2 billion investment in the roads that's now fully going to the roads. And we still agree there's more dollars that need to go out, but when she also vetoes $400 million that would have went to local roads, it's sort of, saying, I think that the priority is being focused in the wrong spot. So Senate concurrent resolution came out of committee yesterday, hoping it'll be taken up this week or next week. One of the other large, and then within that was also another bill that would have actually capped it for the State Transportation Commission, saying that you can take out $100 million, but you can't take out $1 billion without coming to the legislature for approval. So that was also, I believe, Senate Bill 171 that would help also protect the state with the funding scheme that she's proposing. And so probably real quick, the other big issue that I've introduced is Senate Bill 800. And it basically, since we have a Natural Resource Commission, not willing to take on the challenges they have with CWD and with TB, especially in my area, and continue to do the baiting ban and not adjust hunting regulations and or rules to help reduce the deer population. I've introduced Senate Bill 800 that would actually just change the penalty, since I can't necessarily get the Natural Resource Commission to do their job. And it would change the baiting to $1. It would not allow, there still would be a penalty for feeding, but not for baiting. And the difference is the expectation that a deer is going to be taken to help reduce the population. And so that was also introduced. And then just last week, we did reject one of the appointments from the governor for the Natural Resource Commission. And yesterday, a second individual came from the advising consent that was sent to the legislature for the Natural Resource Commission to basically reject as well. And so a lot of different things happening in Lansing and a lot of different areas, but between the Natural Resource Commission and State Transportation Fund. I'm hoping that we will have a supplemental budget that starts to address Pure Michigan as well in a very short period of time. And then the one big last announcement, I apologize, I'm just going on today, but
go ahead.
I've been busy, is the announcement last week of Oscoda Wordsmith Airport and being identified as one of the top locations for a potential spaceport, which is extremely exciting as well. So some more work to go there before we have that for sure, but extremely exciting that we're moving forward with that.
No doubt about it. Well, Jim, if they want to catch up with you somehow, how do they go about doing that, my friend?
So the best number is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036 and or www.senatorjimstamas.com.
Sounds good, my friend. Hey, have a great day. Safe traveling to you, and we'll check in with you again in the near future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you. Have an awesome day.